Are you starting podcasting? If yes, why don't you check out Podcast Success Summit, the largest digital conference about podcasting? A lot of people are also now successfully using podcasting as an additional revenue stream for their businesses and for themselves as individuals. If you are interested in making more money from podcasting, here are 8 different ways you can profit from your show. 1. Podcast sponsorships. With cost per impression model, CPM, your show will get $18 per 1,000 downloads for a 15-second pre-roll and $25 per 1,000 downloads for a 60-second mid-roll slot. If your podcast gets 3,000 downloads per episode, you'll get $54 for a 15-second pre-roll and $75 for a mid-roll slot. New podcasters in particular focus on downloads and landing sponsors, but there are different ways to profit from a podcast even if you have a small audience. 2. Relationships. Some may not consider relationships a profitable element within the podcasting world. After interviewing several top podcasters, I can see that networking is the number one reason why many entrepreneurs, marketers, authors, and coaches decide to start a podcast. 3. Increase the sales of your products and services. Before running after sponsors, take a look at the products and services your business is selling already. Think of ways you can strategically leverage your podcast to increase sales. An exclusive discount for your audience could contribute to an increase in sales. Start looking at your show in a more strategic way and think of it as a marketing tool that can help you turn listeners into subscribers and turn prospects into paying customers. 4. Coaching. Again, think of ways you can turn listeners into subscribers first. Do you offer a free 30-minute session? Why not leverage your podcast and invite people to sign up for it? If free consultations aren't part of your coaching business plan, consider exclusive discounts for your audience. 5. Affiliate marketing, an option to consider, especially if your show is rather technical and often features you mentioning resources. In all likelihood, most of your own podcast content is evergreen. This means that the information you shared yesterday is still relevant today and will be relevant over the next months and years. 6. Crowdfunding. In some cases, you may consider asking for your community's contribution. A crowdfunding platform like Patreon allows you to get your audience's support in the form of pledges. 7. Books and audiobooks. Why not take your recording skills and create an audiobook? You probably have content and know how to record. It's a no-brainer, really. 8. Virtual summits. Podcasts and relationships can also turn into a monetary business opportunity in the form of virtual summits. It's very important for podcasters to understand that there are ways to profit from your show beyond the traditional CPM sponsorship model. Please take time to rate us. It will be very helpful for me to come up with more episodes.